This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 10th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the American Farm Bureau today sent letters to President Donald Trump and to congressional leaders emphasizing severe economic pressure facing America's farmers and ranchers. Ryan Yates, manager of government affairs for Farm Bureau, said the economics are inverted.
The economics can be complicated, but they can be pretty simple. You've got near record low crop prices and ever increasing production expenses that have really created a real mess for growers in not just one region, but across the country. You look at the numbers here, and I'm being told this is the most expensive crop farmers have ever put in the ground. You know, when the receipts from the sales of those commodities, if you can sell them, are coming in lower than what it costs to produce them, the math doesn't math.
Yates says the nation has lost farmers and could lose even more.
The latest census of agriculture, you know, we lost 141,000 farms between 17 and 22, and another 20,000 since then. These are real issues that are affecting real Americans. And if we don't turn the tide here, we're going to see significant disruption across all acres of rural America. And again, this is, I think, the sense of urgency in that letter was purposeful. You know, these are real problems that are requiring a firm national commitment from our leaders.
Yates says Congress needs to concentrate on a holistic view of the farm economic climate.
The letter we sent to the president and to Congress was asking for that short-term mitigation from the federal government, but you know, you've got to provide policy wins. You've got to provide policy solutions that are going to ultimately provide resiliency in the farm economy. And so, again, you need those fair and enforceable trade agreements. You need to have strong policy that's going to upend those demand curves for domestic feedstocks, for bio things like year-round E15, getting a farm bill done, ensuring that we've got competition in the marketplace, ensuring that we can prioritize American-grown food in our schools and our institutions, important one. There are a lot of small things that Congress can do.
Yates says agriculture needs Washington to take action, and the government shutdown makes the situation even more frustrating.
This is absolutely unacceptable. Voters send their representatives to Congress each and every year to work, to get the job done, to break through their differences and deliver for the American people. And what we are seeing played out in Washington is a disgrace. It's absolutely unacceptable. And Congress needs to do its job, get together, get this government funded so that they can focus on delivering for the American people. Every day that goes by with this government being shut down, it is affecting real people in every corner of this country.
Well, the trade battle between the U.S. and China took another step this week when Chinese President Xi took further steps to limit the export of rare earth minerals. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says China has made a statement to the world.
It says that China has taken a significant step toward trying to become the top military in the world, giving it the power and authority that it's been seeking in the world. Second of all, it knows that it can use this and leverage in political and trade negotiations and decisions, not just with the United States, but to get basically whatever it wants. Because any advanced country who wants to be able to protect itself or to have a productive economy needs these rare earth minerals and magnets, not only for its defense weapons, but for its economy to develop products and manufacture products. This gives China control of the world manufacturing process, essentially.
President Trump today said he has canceled plans to meet with President Xi in Korea and is threatening to limit tech exports as well as impose new 100% tariffs on Chinese imports beginning November 1st. Further, hopes for reconciliation with the number two economy certainly have dimmed. Thoughts of China returning as a buyer of U.S. ag commodities have been pushed back. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.